This week's Prop 215 Info Center radio podcast was recorded live on location and contains atmospheric sounds and live background noise. With that said, Mr. Mark Gray, Grow With Mo, and myself would like to say a special thank you to the entire staff of the Relax Vapor Lounge in downtown San Jose, including Raw, Ernie, and Busby, for inviting us to record this live podcast episode. So sit back and get medicated and prepare to get educated. Live from the Relax Vapor Lounge in downtown San Jose.
And we're on in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to the Prop 215 Info Center radio show. The world's only authoritative podcast. Helping patients from all over the globe continue to heal and experience the wonders of medical cannabis. Ladies and gentlemen, your host and director of the Prop 215 Info Center from downtown Modesto, California, Mr. Mark Gray.
Hey, welcome to Prop 215 Info Center Radio Podcast. This is Mark, the director of Prop 215, coming to you live from beautiful downtown San Jose, California, right next door to the historic...
Well, we're not next door to the historic state theater today, Mark.
No, today is San Jose Medicinal Group.
Confusing yourself.
San Jose Shark territory.
That's right. We're near the tank, aren't we?
We had an awesome... By the way, Mike, how are you doing today, brother?
I'm doing fabulous, man. We're right here at the Relax Vapor Lounge, San Jose. We talked about it all last podcast, and finally, we're right here. Mo, how's it going, brother?
I'm relaxed. Very relaxed.
Dope ambience in here, man. We're going to definitely get to the details about this place.
Did I tell you, man?
Oh, you did, man. It's like, you almost feel like you're more important than you actually are when you walk in the door. You know what I mean? There's some gorgeous girls here, man. We got Maya, Leticia, Amy, drop dead gorgeous, and that alone is worth the trip.
I mentioned it on the podcast, man. You're going to have some eye candy, Mikey, you know what I mean?
You weren't lying, my friend. You weren't lying. I'm a little nervous, man. It's been so long, Mark. How do I respond?
How about that little hug you got, man? I don't know if I saw a little hug.
I got a beautiful hug, and the reason why I got that hug, though, and I owe this man a big thank you, is the man right next to you, my man Busby.
Yeah, Busby, what up, brother?
Welcome. Everybody give it up for Busby.
What's up, Busby? That's my boy right there.
What's up, man?
How you guys doing, man?
We're doing excellent. Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to San Jose. How you guys feel?
We're doing excellent. You're right here from San Jose, right?
Yeah, City of the Sharks.
You got some serious roots here in San Jose because you're not only just a regular citizen, you're an artist. You're a musician out here.
I'm an up-and-coming artist. I've been doing a lot of things for a lot of years, so it's finally coming all together, man. Finally getting my shot. Gonna be working with a few artists coming up, so it's really dope, man. Like, everybody, you know, around me gets to see me, like, come from nothing to something, from hood to Hollywood, so.
Absolutely.
That's hella good.
What kind of shows you got coming up, man? Let's give you a plug. You got anything coming up that we can plug?
I was supposed to do a show this Friday. I don't know what happened. Maybe communication or something. Downtown San Jose, but I don't know what's gonna go through. So next month, I guess I got some shows in Frisco. We're running back San Jose. Definitely have to do some shows out here. So we'll hit up some clubs out here and see what's going on.
How about a Facebook or a MySpace or anything like that? You got that? You can throw out. People?
I have my own personal Facebook. You can look me up as my real name, Michael, and then Goff is my last name. But I have my own webpage coming up soon. It's gonna be buzzmusic.com. You guys can check it out. Yeah,
right on. They'll be able to catch up with everything you're doing, right?
Yeah, tweets, Twitter, music videos, everything, upcoming shows, gear, whatever.
Right on. I definitely personally look forward to maybe picking up some of your music, man, and then checking it out.
Yeah, it's nice, man. I do a little something for everybody. No one's left out, you know. So
we were talking gospel music earlier, man. You're a very well-rounded cat when it comes to music.
Yeah. You know, eventually I'll have to step in that realm too, you know.
Well, that's just speaking of stepping into realms that I'm not familiar with, this is definitely a new world for a kid like me, I should say. I mean, like I said, when you walk in the room, walk in the building, absolutely gorgeous, man. It's everything that you would hope a place called the Relaxed Vapor Lounge would be.
And more,
absolutely. I'm finding every second that I'm here, I'm finding out new and new things and seeing more and more beautiful women. It's unbelievable.
And then the staff is so friendly, man. You just go out of the way, you know what I'm saying? And just
everybody I've met has been been extremely cool. And Busby, hit me to the your spot next door, man.
Oh, right next door. You walk out the lobby, and then you step right into SJMG. It's dope, man. Like, right when you walk in there, we got, like, everything fresh, too. You walk in, and you're kind of amazed, like, taken back, like, wow, this is, like, a really upscale, nice, you know what I mean, club. It's not, like, average. You walk in, and, you know, it's all dirty, and, you know, the people are, like, right when you, usually we have a girl, who's a
that seems to be a theme around here. Beautiful women.
Usually it's the girl who gets you to smile, you know. But like, sometimes you have dudes, but usually it's the girl who's a receptionist. She's really nice, really friendly. You know, we have Candy at the front desk. They greet you, water, everything free. They, you know, they inform you about all information. They let you back. You know, it's a real comfortable environment. We have TVs. You know, we have great deals. First time patients. We have deals like, you know, something new every day of the week. You know, for all the patients.
Oh, really? So you guys actually have daily deals, so I can come in every single day because I like to medicate
and get
every
a
day.
Bro, you know, you.
I'm gonna
get a break.
Oh, that is nice, man. That's nice. And from what I understand, there's also other dispensaries that you guys are working.
Yeah, we also have EcoFresh. And EcoFresh, Mo knows, he's been there. What's the address right there?
It's 6140 Camino Verde Drive, number L.
And I, if you're familiar with San Jose, it's right off Caudle with Teresa Hospital is.
Now let's think about that. Let's think about that name for a minute. Street name.
What's Camino it? Verde.
Yeah, Road of Green.
Green Street. That's the Green Street.
I like it. This place is awesome, I'll tell you what.
Ain't it? What do you guys, Mo, Mark, you guys tell me, what do you guys say? I'm the only one sitting here talking my head off here.
You know what? When I came in here, it kind of gives me that whole Las Vegas, you know, vibe. You know what I'm saying?
It's like a hot roller, baby.
It's like New York, Miami, and Vegas class.
Exactly.
It really is.
But all in your mind, you know, because it's relaxed. It's all for your mind.
And it's all chill.
And let me just say this to people out there listening, because I know there's a lot of you guys listening right now, and you're kind of considering your head. You know what? Do I want to go down there? Do I want to take the time to go down there? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Yes.
You do want to come down here. And believe me, once you get here, you're going to want to come back again. And again,
you got to jump on an elevator to get up to the second floor to come up in this thing. It's just
and then,
beautiful.
Then you get to elevate even higher.
That's you're just elevating every time you come here. Elevating.
You know, I'm looking at this card here, guys. Is this your for next door?
Yes, that's a card for next door.
www.sanjosemedicinal.com. Let me read that again so I'm clear. www.sanjosemedicinal.com. That's the web address to the dispensary next door, correct?
Yeah, we have everybody's very friendly over there, great deals, bud tenders, you know, top shelf quality. We have bargain, you know, for people who, you know, need a break, you know, we have the bargain.
I noticed that, man. Yeah. I seen that you guys had a whole basket full of nicely packaged. It didn't look like it should be on special. It didn't smell like it. It smelled top shelf.
Yeah.
That you guys had reduced drastic price.
No swag.
Yeah, no wasn't no swag. There was no swag at all. Mikey knows his marijuana, doesn't he?
he does.
From hood to Hollywood, man, you know.
Okay, man, I feel like I'm in Hollywood, baby. This is big time for me right here.
Also, the medicine itself is just extremely top shelf. The edibles are off the hook. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's everything. It's all girl staff. I mean, we have security, but for the most part, it's all girl staff. I mean, we got lights, cameras, action. There's TVs. I mean,
definitely very secure. It feels very comfortable. I'll say that. Very comfortable. The name Relax suits this place just perfect.
Absolutely.
The ambiance is right there, man.
Yeah, I guess, you know what I mean? They made this place. You'd think, like, why would someone come here? But why do people go to bars and everywhere else? You know what I mean? To medicate, you know, to hang out with friends, a spot you can chill, and no one looks at you funny. You know what I mean? Everybody's here for the same reason. You're just having fun. You know, you're relaxed.
You bring up an absolutely great point, man, because it's a different culture of people that like to smoke. And me and my man over here were talking earlier about, you know, it's a very social group, you know, smokers. And it's nice to have a place, again, a safe place to come and socialize and you know, hang out.
Yeah,
with
you're not
people
on a street corner or something, you know, hiding or something. You're out in the open. And like, this is like, I don't know what street corner you would ever see this on. Maybe Planet Mars or something. Who knows?
Why don't you hit people out there that aren't familiar with vaporizing, kind of clue them in as to what vaporizing is and why they would want to choose to vaporize.
Well, vaporizing, it only burns the THC from the weed, so you're not really smoking all the harsh, you know, like if you smoke Swish Sweets or tobaccos, you're not smoking none of that. You're only burning the THC off the weed, and that's all you're getting. So, you know, the cannabinoids, everything that you're getting is just pure THC, and then the rest would be the resin or whatever would be, you know, in the bowl still, and you just dump it out and then repack it. So it's strictly just THC that you're getting.
So essentially, you're getting a more pure high.
And the high highest medicated form that you can.
And you're not burning smoke matter in your lungs.
No.
Or leaf matter. You know what I'm talking about.
When we come back, we're going to have some more people, guests on the air from right here from Relax Vapor Lounge. And we're going to talk a little bit maybe about the process of what somebody can expect when they show up on your doorstep ready to come in and enjoy all that is Relax.
I'm amazed. I'm just absolutely amazed. Hey, we're coming to you live from beautiful downtown San Jose, California.
Woo! Downtown 2nd Street.
Yes, can I throw out the phone number real quick?
Yes, please
408-279-6337. Once again, 408-279-6337. That's 52 Street First. Wait, 52 South First Street, Suite 220, baby.
That's up the elevator, and then you come up, like Mikey said, and get more elevated.
And we're going to talk more about that, though, when we come back.
And we'll be right back just in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Mark coming to you live, beautiful downtown San Jose, California. Once again, I'm just thankful to be here in the Relax Vapor Lounge. Be right back with y'all.
In 2 and 2.
Buzzbeat Music, what's that?
What's up with you landing pen and fly when I slide through? What's up with my whip and chain? What's up with that paper man? What's up with that sexy model? What's that? What's that? What's that? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up with you landing pen and fly when I slide through? What's up with my VIP? What's up with my overseas? What's up with your Buzzbeat? What's up? 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 What's up with your name? Name getting on that number, number. Shoot it on the under, under. Yeah, that was up. Tell me who you are, girl. Everybody's dope, girl. I can see you jerk, dug it, messing with that cat. Daddy wide up and crank it loud. Drop it low, then bust it back. Bouncing on that wide load. Blow it up like red. But no boy, your boy is nothing stuck. Grab your girl, cause I will. That summertime, my fresh breath. Stick it moving real smooth. Who's my bad ill dude? Sorry if I kill you, but chick, too, she killing them just by the look of things. Stevie Ray, we look at things. Got a hook for every line. I ain't even flying, fishing, balling, not that close. She hopping in my UFO. Tell me where and I don't go. Blow as cold as ice balls, spitting out that lava lava. Spending all those zero yens. GJ, bring it back again. Spending all those zero yens. What's up with you landing pen and fly when I slide through? What's up with my whip and chain? What's up with that paper man? What's up with that sexy model? What's up? 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 What's up with you landing pen and fly when I slide through? What's up with my VIP? What's up with my overseas? What's up with your buzz be? What's up? 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 Flying over down under. Overseas we double up. Living like a rock star. USA to Japan. Swaggin' band we rocking it. Worldwide jocking it. Big island, small island, sipping on the long island. Late before we hit the ground, love the way that money sound. What's up, what's up, I'm aviator flying on them G6 and catching clouds. Haters strip the landing pad, it's chrome on my landing gear. Shifting like we rubbing genies, red on red, my Lamborghini. Put your stock, you're a whipping, must be international. The news say it everywhere. Spotted him, carry with 50 M's carry. Now we blowing trees about the size of the Congo. Never on no Obama tip, I'm running with the bulls. Fame party in Ibiza, be to see the show wild. I'm shocked and amazed, I toured in Colombia. Keep it trip Brazil, performing live at the Mardi Gras. What's up with you landing pen and fly when I slide through? What's up with my whip and chain? What's up with that paper man? What's up with that sexy model? What's up? 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 What's up with you landing pen and fly when I slide through? What's up with my VIP? What's up with my overseas? What's up with your buzz be? What's up? 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 What's up with those big lights? You have to get my name up in it. What's my name? It's on the chain. Getting show for by Miss Daisy. Walking on the red carpet. Screams come from everywhere. So tell me what's my VIP? Cause I can see some sexy models. I would like to grab and go. First, prove me what's your buzz before we blasting out of here. And galaxies, atmosphere. Futures past, no past, we gone. Gone. We're out of here. What's up with you landing pants and fly when I slide through? What's up with my whip and chain? What's up with that paper man? What's up with that sexy model? What's up? 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 What's up with you landing pants and fly when I slide through? What's up with my VIP? What's up with my overseas? What's up with your buzz be? What's up? 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 What's up with you landing pants and fly when I slide through? What's up with my VIP? What's up with my overseas? What's up with your buzz be? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
Hey, welcome back to Prop 215 Info Center Radio Podcast. Listen to Mark, the director of Prop 215 Info Center, coming to you live from beautiful downtown San Jose, California. Live for real at the Relax Vapor Lounge.
And this place is
beautiful. Mikey, how you doing, brother?
Say hey, hey, man. I'm doing fabulous right now. If you can notice, Mark, I might be shaking a little nervous, because I have one of the, if not the most beautiful women I've ever laid my eyes on.
She goes by Slim Kardashian.
Slim Kardashian. Nobody. She's 10, oh, dude, let's keep it real. She's 10 times hotter than any Kardashian, please.
She's absolutely gorgeous. Hey, I'm absolutely nervous.
You guys got a hat. You might need a hat for you saying that. Might just swell up.
We're going to drag her on the mic in a little bit, though. But for now, we just have her sit next to me, because well, there's no other way I'm gonna have a beautiful woman sit next to me unless I come in to relax.
Or got a handful. Or got a handful of Benjamins. Mo, how you doing, brother?
Chillaxing and relaxing, enjoying the environment. You know what I mean?
It is absolutely beautiful down here in San Jose, and we are.
I brought you guys to heaven, man.
Heaven, bro.
And you aren't kidding.
A little slice of heaven, baby.
Yeah, it's a slice. It's definitely a slice.
Right next door to San Jose, medicinal group.
Again, let's remind everybody, we got our boy Busby in the house.
Busby up in
live
it.
On the mic. Busby,
one more time.
Only because me.
Let's tell everybody where the San Jose Medicinal Group is. They are at 52 South 1st Street, Suite 220, San Jose, California. Two floors up, and it's absolutely wonderful next door. But we're here at the Vapor Lounge, the Relax Vapor Lounge, and it is absolutely incredible. Mo, you brought someone really, really special to the show today. Why don't you tell us about that?
All right. Well, I got my boy, the CEO, founder, El Jefe, Raw.
El Jefe in the house.
No,
Raw.
No, let's just try to keep that to a bare minimum.
Raw's another modest guy, I can tell. Raw, first of all, let me just say this, brother. Thank you. Thank you so much. And everybody here, the whole staff here, for inviting the podcast show team down here.
It's
just
my pleasure.
Been awesome, man. Thank you. We were talking before we jumped into our last break, Raw. What is somebody to expect when they come on down here to the Relax Vapor Lounge downtown San Jose?
Well, I mean, relaxation is, it's kind of a given, but, you know, once you walk in here, it's like an experience. You walk in and you're in a whole different world. That's what I want you to feel.
No
like
doubt.
You're in Vegas, you're in Miami, you're in somewhere where it has, we're going to have to, they need our lovely ladies, because we got about 10, 15 people at the door.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I know that you're going to be saddened by her leaving. You know, she's right there. I'm pretty much sitting on the lap.
I'm sad that she's leaving, but I'm kind of having a good time watching her walk away.
You know what I mean? Right on. I like that. But you know what? It's about the experience here. People walk in, they come in, and they see the ambiance. The lighting is right. You know, the relaxation mode is just right as soon as you hit through the doors. And then you got a beautiful lady just waiting for you to embrace you, you know, with welcome. And like, say, you know what, come on in. They take you by the arms. They embrace you and say, welcome. Are you ready to relax? I mean, that's their job, is to embrace the members and let them feel comfortable and saying, hey, don't worry about anything. You're in here now. There is no, you don't have to worry about anybody complaining about the smoke, about you vaporizing, about the smell, because everybody's here for the same reason.
No, absolutely. Okay, kind of tell us about how Relax came to be. I mean, walk us through the history.
It's about 5-6 months ago, man. I was just kind of wondering. I was thinking to myself, damn, there's nowhere anybody can smoke. People used to always complain, damn, I always have to tell people, hey, man, sorry, you can't smoke here in the car, or, hey, you're going to have to leave the parking lot. I'm sorry, right. You can't smoke here. I'm thinking, damn, I could get a place where, I can, where people can come and medicate without any discrimination or any kind of problems. Sometimes, the thing is that there's people out there that live in an apartment. They can't smoke because people complain.
Right.
They live with a roommate that don't smoke. They can't smoke there. Or they live at home and they got their kids. They don't really want to smoke around their kids, so they got to take a walk. Or they got to go in their car or something of inconvenience. So I figured, I'll create a safe environment, an atmosphere where it's relaxing, where people can come, and it's private. It's not open to the public. It's only catered to cannabis cardholder members, people within our own industry. So it's a private club, man, members only. And once you come in, you don't have to worry about anything. All you you got to do is worry about bringing your own medication in, and we help facilitate that. That's why I have the lovely girls here to help facilitate that. So if you don't know how to use a vaporizer, don't worry about it. They take care of it.
You're allowed to bring in your own medication?
Your own medication. That's it. I don't distribute nothing here. All I have is an environment for you to come and medicate. I have it all. I have drinks. So if you get thirsty, I got drinks. If you get hungry, your little snacks, I got some pizza. I got chips. I got candy bars, things of that nature that's just quick to fill the tongue. This is just a facility that I've created so, you know, members of the cannabis culture can come and medicate, because you can't go to a restaurant and eat and smoke a joint. They say it's legal, but really it's not. You know, you can't go to a place, a restaurant, a bar, a club, and then outside where everybody's smoking cigarettes, you can't spark up a joint because they'll kick you out. So here, it's like you can come here. You can. We have Wi-Fi. You know what I'm saying? So we have iPads that we get. So as soon as you come in, you have you have half an hour. You can come and chill. Meaning, if we be on charge, I charge $10 for half an hour. So you come in. Yeah, it's nothing. You come in and you can bring in your own bud, supply. Yeah, we supply all the utensils, man. All the vaporizers, bongs, pipes, infusion bongs, whatever you want, so you can medicate. So, and it all comes with it.
And
so,
I noticed that there's atmospheric noise that you guys might be picking up on here in the room. Right now the music's not on, but you guys definitely got some very groovy music that you guys always got going in the background.
Absolutely.
I'm hearing some fans.
Yeah, those are carbon filters, air filtration systems.
What does that
do? It filters out the air, so that way it's...
Recarbonates the air.
Yeah, so always
so
fresh.
You guys are always... you guys are not only providing a environment to smoke, but a healthy environment to smoke.
So you're not breathing in some other people's smoke. Vape is just constantly... I mean, it's state-of-the-art air filtration.
Who did the design of the room? Because like I said, it's very appealing, very relaxing.
God himself.
Is this all you, Raw?
Yours truly,
God himself.
Awesome job, Raw. Awesome job. I'm glad I get to tell the man that did it an awesome job.
Yeah. His name is God, G-O-D, came down himself.
Raw floats on water, I think, right, Raw?
No. I guess I got inspired by him, definitely. You know, nothing happens without him, right? But
well, absolutely. Aliens, man. We ain't from here.
Well, you know, I'm loving the idea of the people that you have here. That's what really, to be honest with you, sets it. Because it's just walls.
No,
you know,
absolutely.
At the end of the day, it's just walls.
Yeah.
After you get in and you start dealing with people like Mike, people like Raw, people like Leticia and Amy Red and Maya and my boy Busby right here.
No, absolutely.
It takes the game to the whole next level, and that's what really makes this place special.
It's people, man. People. This is just like you said, just four walls. That's it. But it's the people that make the difference. So that's why you can have hot chicks, but if they got attitude or they're stuck up, then I don't want them here.
And you know,
I
got
to have girls that have cool personalities, that are welcoming, that are very social, and that cater to you guys.
This is a social network. That's reality.
Any woman that's willing to sit next to me for longer than 2 minutes and not run off screaming has to be a cool chick.
You know, I have to agree with you.
See, he already knows. Raw already knows.
I'll tell you what, for $10 for an admission cost, I cannot believe it's so inexpensive, man, because this place, I'm telling you, this is like Disneyland for medicating folks. You come up in here, it's absolutely beautiful. $10, you can spend a half an hour, and it's just, you get lost in the ambiance. It's just beautiful up in here.
It's just to give you a taste of what it's all about, you know, but I have that other whole section that's being built out right now. It's strictly for members that become actual members, not just people that come in to use it, because I'm allowing access to cardhold members only.
Yep.
You know, and once you become an actual member of the place, man, I got so many other deals. It's crazy. I'm talking about like deals on flights, vacations. I'm talking about restaurants. I'm talking about deals like that.
Wow.
Where it becomes, this is a true private cannabis club, man.
Wow. This is the first of anything of its kind that
I've
heard of.
First in the nation.
I like it. I love it.
I'll tell you what, I am so impressed by the way you handle yourself personally. I think you're an awesome guy. And I think what you put together here is so far beyond the normal thought process of most young guys. And we'll tell you what, we're going to come back and talk some more to you, Rock. And we're going to come back with Mike also. We're just blessed to be up in here. San Jose Medicinal Group is right next door. And you are a relaxed lounge, the vapor lounge.
Yes.
Come see it live.
If you're somebody, this is the place to be. You got to be here.
Absolutely, you got to be here. We'll be right back with you just in a couple of minutes.
Hey, welcome back to Prop 215 Info Center Radio Podcast.
Yeah.
We're live here in San Jose, California, sitting here chillaxing in the Relax Vapor Lounge.
That's a hip word you use there, Mark, chillaxing.
That's a Mo Money word right there.
That's my boy Mo. He's right there. He gave me an autograph stamp, and he was taught me how to say chillaxing.
No, Mark, you're hipper than me, for sure.
He said, Mark,
you're
going big time on us. Welcome back, folks. Good to have you in here with us. We're just thrilled to be here in San Jose at this beautiful facility that's been put together by Roth. It's the most beautiful place I've ever walked into. Never been in a vapor lounge. We've never been one before. This is the very first one.
This is the first in the nation, as my boy right here is telling you.
And it's incredible. I'll tell you, it's just a thrill. Thank you for having us down.
You're welcome.
We appreciate you, man.
Again, it's my pleasure, man. I'm glad you guys are here.
So,
podcasting. Come on, man. That's a new skill right there.
Loving it. Let me introduce to the mic here. We got Ernie in the house. Ernie is CEO as well, right?
Yes.
Explain to me,
bro. Here's how it goes down. This was my idea, right? I put it together, but you always need a foundation. You need a team to make this run properly. Whenever you have a vision and you make it a reality, you got to have some good people on your team. Well, Ernie is a good dude. Not only do I trust him, but he's a smart motherfucker.
How's it going?
You look like a smart motherfucker, by the way, Ernie.
Thanks.
Gorgeous place, Ernie. Thank you for the invite. We were talking a minute ago off the mic about how important it is for a place like Relax Vapor Lounge to exist. Right. And why don't you kind of tell us a little bit about what we were talking about off the mic?
Well, one of the main things, it comes down to just responsibility. One of the examples that we used was you may have a significant other that you're living with, but the significant other doesn't necessarily want you in the house. You know, go out to the car and smoke, go down to the park.
Well, I know a lot of those kinds.
Yeah, something like that. So now with Raw's vision, what we're doing, we basically wanted to have a safe location that we're responsible. And since we are the first nation, we want to go ahead and lead by example. So not only follow all the laws and still check everybody in, because this isn't a dispensary. We just have the apparatuses for people to go ahead and medicate. You know, one of the main things is just being responsible.
You know, we talk about responsibility a lot on this show, and it's good that you brought that up, because one of the, I guess, specific examples to bring up is, and a lot of guys in Raw is going to, has agreed with me on this, is a lot of guys, they have to go park someplace. They try to find a private spot because they don't want to be home, like we were saying earlier, smoking in front of their kids or other family members that may not necessarily medicate themselves. So they have to find themselves driving off in these weird places and putting themselves susceptible to be caught up by the law and have to explain themselves, where they can come here for a very, very, very minimal cost. You can come in here and medicate with your own medication. That's what blows my mind.
Safely.
So that right there alone, guys, is just worth the trip down here to the Vapor Lounge. Just the security and again, the atmosphere is just incredibly off the hook. Again, I'll bring it up. The women are absolutely gorgeous. And you guys have a bar, too, that you mentioned earlier, Raw. What kind of stuff do you guys sell at the bar again?
At the bar, we sell Coke beverages, lemonade, coffee.
And not an alcohol bar, I should say.
No, it's non-alcoholic.
It's
non-alcoholic.
A beverage bar.
A refreshment bar.
To be correct.
And the bar is very unique. It glows in the dark. Not glows in the dark. It illuminates. We have lighting. So it's the only stone that illuminates.
I thought I just got vaporized. I didn't want to bring that up because I didn't want to be like, whoa, nobody else sees this but me.
No. Yeah, it changes colors and everything. I mean, it's an experience, man. This whole thing is an experience. So when you come in, you ain't never seen or felt nothing like it. It really feels like you're in a whole different world.
You guys actually got done recently filming a TV ad, right?
Yeah, commercial.
So you guys got a TV commercial that's going to be coming out as well here very soon.
Yeah, we're only going to be playing at the evaluation center, 420 evaluation centers. And of course now, you know, with our man over here, he's about to let us, do it at his medical facility in Modesto, which is nice.
Nice. Right? Absolutely. You know?
That's where we plan on going, is Modesto is next.
Well, I got a strong feeling there's going to be a lot of patients from Modesto and the surrounding areas coming.
Well, they'll be coming here. I mean, I've definitely been letting everybody know about the location here, you know what I mean? And I'm promoting it, you know what I mean? And I want Mark to show his ad out there, Raw's ad, you know what I mean? And I'm excited about it. People are excited about it, you know what I mean?
And Mo was super excited when he started to tell the podcast team about your place, man. And I mean, the guy was just, like I said, extremely excited and was just describing his place to a T. And like I said, he set high expectations and they were definitely met when we got
here. I think Mo's a salesperson because he told me the same thing about the podcasting thing.
Did he say I was pretty?
I mean, he was pumping you guys up. These guys are not only pretty, but they're super nice and they can talk up a storm. They pump it up.
Well, you know what? We can talk up a storm, that's for sure.
And so, no, I like the vibe. I like the atmosphere. You guys, you know, you guys are doing a great thing. I mean, you know, just to reciprocate, you know, the gesture. It's just you guys are doing a really great thing because people need, you know, to be informed on all aspects of this business, and you guys are doing that.
Sorry, I'm being distracted by the eye candy here. She just walked by.
Yeah,
wow.
She was kind of nice, right?
She brought
tight white pants. makes it very difficult.
Where am I again?
Relax.
Oh, okay.
Relax.
I don't think we've really got deep into the process yet as far as what a customer, when they show up, how the sign-up process and everything. I kind of just want to set expectations. So when we get back, can we get into that?
Sure. We wrap back with you here, coming to you live from beautiful downtown San Jose, California. Enjoy the Relax Lounge, the world's first vapor lounge here in downtown San Jose, and it's off the chain.
I'm vaporizing right now.
We'll be right back with you. Show, you're talking to Mark.
Whoop.
Coming to you live from downtown San Jose, California, right next door to the historic San Jose Medicinal Shop.
Woo! Wow.
And we're still chilling here at the Vapor Lounge, Relax Vapor Lounge. And when we were off on the break, I was talking to Raw, who happens to own this lovely facility.
My boy,
Raw. I was curious. We were just chopping up. Tell us, Raw, how you got involved in all this. You know, we all had different backgrounds. We all had different stories. How'd you get involved?
Oh, it's always been a part of my life, I guess. I was against it, though. Because, you know, growing up, you know, my mom, my grandma, you know, very heavily into church and all that good stuff. At least my grandma. But just, you know, we got brought up saying it's taboo, no good, it's all bad, you know, so that's the way I was.
Let me hit the rewind button on you real quick, Rob.
Yeah.
You said that you were against it, and here you are today, inside a...
All about it.
A lounge where you smoke.
Yes, all about it. I was all... It had a negative connotation in my life, though, because everything associated with marijuana when I was growing up was, you know, friends, you know, or cousins or family members that were smoking were, you know, deadbeats, losers, or whatever through my perspective, because their shit, you know, they weren't doing good in life. So I associated with that because that's what was instilled through me, through my family, like, well, because they smoke or because they're into drugs or because this. So that's why I was against it. You know, so I never smoked it, you know, and then as I got older, you know, I have, you know, my brother-in-law, for instance, you know, he put me up on, you know, or gave me information on how it helped people and what he, you know, this is, he truly needs it to function. And I didn't believe him. And I didn't believe a lot of people. And
once, they do need it, yeah.
Yeah, once he kind of said, listen, man, we got to grow it. We started growing it because that's where it started. And, you know, I got the inside scoop on, you know, what it takes to grow it and what it does and how it works. And I was amazed by it. I'm like, wow. And when I opened the dispensary, that's when it truly opened my eyes, because I was in it for the money, to be honest with you, in the beginning. And then I started to realize, in meeting all these patients, that, damn, this stuff really works on people, man. It really helps them. I mean, who am I to judge and say, oh, you can't smoke? Or, you know, they're just doing it for recreation. When I was at a council meeting one time, this girl went up there, very beautiful girl, dressed very nice, professional, but hot. You know, like one of my girls that you see here right next to me, Mike.
She is definitely hot.
Right. She's kind of nice on eyes, right?
Right.
Well, this girl walking up on the council, to the council, was very beautiful. And she walks up in a cane, and then she starts saying, I know you guys look at me like I'm beautiful. I'm just a young chick that likes to smoke and party and do it for recreational purposes. But then she started naming off all the different illnesses that she has. And it was like, wow. She's, I'm in pain. I wake up in pain every single day. And I've taken medication, prescribed medication, and all it does is get me addicted, or I hallucinate, or I don't function, or I can't eat, or it's killing me inside. And now that I got, you know, I started smoking, it's the only thing that relieves me from this pain that I wake up and have to deal with every single day. I have, you know, she had like uterus cancer, she had some other thing that, wow, you know, was like mono of some sort, I don't know what, but it just, weak blood cells, I mean, just all these different illnesses that I was like, holy, I would have never thought by looking at her that she had all these different things wrong with her. And you know, marijuana was the only thing that helped her. Yeah. And it was like, it just, you know, it,
you know,
got me.
Touched
your heart.
You want to be a help to people. And what you've established here, I can't say enough about it.
Well, I'm surrounded by, you know, just, how do you say, like-minded people.
Yep.
And that's all I really, you know,
well,
surround myself with.
You probably agree with me that we are as good as the people we move with and the people we're associating
Absolutely.
With. And,
Absolutely.
And if it weren't for my group and my guys and my staff at the clinic, man, I couldn't make it. I just
But a lot of people, you know what, it's lack of information. People aren't informed. They just don't have the right education. It comes back to education. And, you know, for me, it's anybody that comes in here, once they feel the experience, I mean, they're going to spread the word. I mean, they're going to spread the word about this place. And when they come here and they meet any of my staff, I mean, we're going to inform them. If they don't know, we're going to get informed.
What are the duties of these beautiful young ladies? Because I'm sure it's not just to sit there and look beautiful.
No.
I see them zipping around. They're working hard, working very diligently.
First and foremost is, you know, making the members feel welcome and comfortable.
Check.
Absolutely. Two is giving them the necessary information on all different vaporizers, bongs, depending on what tool they want to use to medicate. They're knowledgeable on that. So they're going to tell you all the different variations of medicating. And then it's up to you what you want to choose. When you choose that, they help facilitate the cannabis, you know, depending on the machine that you
want
to use.
So I want you guys out there listening to understand the extreme that Relax Vapor Lounge has gone through to make your visit here not only comfortable, but enjoyable.
And memorable.
And memorable, absolutely. I'll never forget this day myself.
Just your opinion, Rob, what direction you think the industry is going in? I know it's in its infancy, in my opinion, 15 years since 1996, and we're still in the infancy.
It's elevating.
What do you think the direction is for the industry over the next few years?
Forward motion, I think it's inevitable. You know, when enough people go behind something, they just can't stop it. I think it's already created a momentum that can't really be stopped. It's just too much.
It's almost
too
a snowball many, effect.
It's a snowball effect.
Yeah. And now more people are coming out now that it's getting legit. More you see doctors and lawyers and people that you wouldn't regularly see, like, you know, who smoked, or you wouldn't think them a teacher, you know, someone's mom or dad. You see them down here, you know, getting medication. You'd be like, man, I would never think, you know, that kind of person, because people perceive the wrong person as getting medication. Oh, you smoke weed. Oh, you're a terrible person. But like you said, some people knew they really do need help. You know, I see old ladies, you know, all kinds, you know, even I'll throw it, put them on blast. Even officers come down here, you know, and get medication. They just don't want people to know, because, you know, some people still judge them, you know, when they need to medicate themselves. They don't know what people go through.
Although marijuana is not addicting, learning about marijuana becomes so very quickly. And I spend most of my evenings on the internet just I've learned that the more I learn, the stronger I believe I get as far as being able to offer help to people that don't understand. And again, you're right, Rock. It's about education, and that's my strength, too. I think that's something that all directors of any dispensary should be doing is focusing on the educational part rather than on the sales part. Hey, we're going to come right back with you guys just in a couple of minutes.
Wrap things up right here from the Relax Lounge.
You're listening to us live from beautiful downtown San Jose, California.
Loving it.
Relax. Relax.
San Jose. Woo. Medicina. We'll be right back. Prop 215 Info Center Radio Podcast. Listen to us live from beautiful San Jose, California. And we are coming to you from the Relax Vapor Lounge, the first day of opening, our second day of opening, the world's only Vapor Lounge. And we've been invited down here. We're thrilled to be here. Yes, we are. Mo, how you doing, brother?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, chillaxing and relaxing.
And producer Mikey, he rolling heavy here. How you doing, Mo?
I'm just about as happy as I can be. First of all, I'm sitting inside of Relax Vapor Lounge, downtown San Jose, right? Second of all, I'm sitting next to two of the most beautiful women that I have ever laid my eyes on. And I'm not really good with women, so I'm fumbling around here.
Ladies,
welcome into the show.
Thank you. You are both gorgeous.
Mikey, can you stand up right now, Mikey? Mikey, stand up.
You guys want to test me right now? Are they going to give me the stand-up test? I'll take the stand-up test.
Stand up, Mikey.
Unfortunately,
girls did say to Mikey, "Thank you for coming."
Don't hug him again.
We're setting you up.
Yeah, that's it.
And we one more hug, and he can't stand up.
All right, we'll stop talking about my penis for now. We'll talk more about the vapor lounge and these two gorgeous women.
Yeah, let's talk to these ladies. Ladies, I'm curious. What happens when someone walks in? What's the first steps they go through to get the door and get over to the seat where we can sit down and enjoy the comfort and security of the Vapor Lounge?
Before we do that, though, why don't you guys introduce yourselves and say your name? I think that would be a good idea. Each of you say your name.
My name is Maya.
And my name is Amy.
Welcome to the pop. Now we can get into all the details.
My bad, ladies. I'm just rude that way, I guess. I don't know.
So that's why he's here.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So what happens when I walk in here? What's going to happen?
We greet you and lead you to one of the hosts who's going to serve you for the whole night. You're going to choose where you want to sit. If you're sitting at the bar or sit down in one of the comfy couches and VIP areas.
I come in as a new customer, a new member. Okay? What happens? I walk in the door. I'm greeted by a beautiful...
You don't even walk walk in the door yet. No, 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 no. Tell him before he even gets in the door what he has to do.
We got to verify you.
Okay,
perfect. Check you in, make sure you're legal.
So, that's important fact. That's an important thing to bring up. So, we want to make sure.
Members
what do I need to bring?
Only.
What do I need to bring with me?
Yes.
Your ID and your recommendation.
So a California ID and your official doctor's recommendation.
Yes.
Would my card work, or does that have to
not
be the paper?
Not for the first time.
Okay, so not for the first time. Very important people out there. Make sure when you come down to the Vapor Lounge for the first time, bring your original doctor's recommendation and your California state ID or driver's license. Right, ladies?
Yes.
Okay, God, they're so beautiful. Say yes together one more time. That's so exciting for me.
Yes.
They'll sing for you.
Okay.
I think for a small donation, they even take pictures with you.
And you get that free hug too, Mikey. You like that. You know how much you like that.
I'm telling you, I feel so spoiled. I can't believe it. It's an amazing day.
It's a real deal, too.
A guy with this kind of face sitting next to these beautiful women like this doesn't happen often. I'll tell you that, my friend.
Only here at Relax.
Only here at
Relax. This is why people are going to come down.
Even ugly people like me become beautiful.
This is why everybody's going to come to Relax.
We love everyone here.
So, why do you guys got so many different vaporizers?
It's all preference. We have the Volcano, which is in a bag.
Super dope, yeah. Kind of explain how the Volcano works. Just
you grind up your medicinal marijuana.
Perfect.
Place it inside of the Volcano.
Perfect.
There's a set temperature that you have to wait for, once it's reached its limit, there's a button where there's a bag that fills up, and the smoke in it. You can have up to, I believe, I want to say 4 or 5 people for one bag.
Oh, okay. That's
how it depends on how many.
Yeah.
Okay.
And how do you ladies come into play? How do you guys help out? You guys are actually the ones that are filling up the bag for the customer?
We are your ultimate catering women.
Nice. And they're heavy medicators, too.
We do everything for you. We roll up joints. We grind up your marijuana. We fill up
your beverages.
We do everything.
Excellent.
We seat you. We greet you.
Do you guys accept tips?
For pictures. For pictures.
Absolutely. Well, you guys heard that. Make sure when you guys come out here to the Vapor Lounge, you see my girls, Amy Red, you got Maya, and I'm going to try to roll up.
It's a brand.
There you go. Okay, because you do it way better than I can. So
there's other girls. There's other girls on the rotation.
Make sure you show them love and don't tip them.
Tip them well, yeah.
Don't get it twisted. There's way more girls than just season. These ones are here right now, but we have a rotation of a lot of girls. So you won't be seeing it. There's more than these gorgeous faces right here. There's a lot more.
Mike, I want to also mention to the ladies that come in to medicate, we got Busby here, who's constantly in a tank top, and he's yoked. Mikey, can we get a double bicep shot? Come on, Mikey.
Hey.
Anyhow,
look,
we got the eye candy for our female
absolutely ladies
patients
out there. Late, will you guys agree with me? Give it up for Busby's good looks. Busby, flex for these ladies, Busby.
Give him the dumb bicep shot. Man, you were just out there flexing all. Come on now.
I was getting them a job. I was getting them a job. I was helping the economy out.
Together, we all make it happen.
Absolutely. Good point. Together, you guys all do make it happen. I can tell you guys, this, ladies, that I've had an absolutely wonderful experience here today, and it has a lot to do with you ladies and everybody out here at Relax Lounge. So, for me personally,
great staff.
Thank
great
you guys
staff.
So
you are
much
absolutely welcome.
For making me feel at home and for letting me.
Letting
this goofy guy flirt with you a little bit. Horribly, of course, but I appreciate it. Is there anything else that you guys want to share with everybody?
I just want to say that I believe Relax Lounge fits its name very well. The first time I've entered this place, my jaw dropped literally.
Agreed.
If you see this place, so I don't know what that noise was, but the lighting in here is perfect.
So who's blowing
the couches are extremely comfortable. You know, if you imagine yourself being high in here, you have nothing to worry about. I know that when I smoke, I can't function, and when I do need to drive or I have to, you know, go somewhere and, you know, just sit down or anything, I can't do that. But you know, just being here and in a relaxing place
on this comfortable couch,
you know, you can socialize and meet a whole bunch of people here. It's great networking. You never know who you're going to meet, and you have literally nothing to worry about.
No, absolutely not. No, I agree with you. That's excellent, excellent points.
Yes.
No tobacco products in Relax Vapor Lounge. Just got to make sure everybody knows that's clear. There's no tobacco at all.
And you can't bring your blunt wraps either. Leave them at home.
That's no, a tobacco product.
No, no blunt wraps. actually, you mentioned though,
that you can roll joints.
Joints are legit.
We will roll your joints.
They will roll your joints.
I might have to have you ladies roll my joint yourself, before we leave.
And by the way,
I got a joint working.
And by the way, one more quick thing. If you guys are traveling to this destination, you have not got to have any medication with you. You can show up here. There's a beautiful little place next door. Ross's nice little dispensary next door. And you can get your medicine there, bring it in, and the lovely ladies will hook you up and get you seated and get you comfortable, and you can do nothing but relax up in the relaxing lounge. Mo, you got a green little bottle there in your hand. Tell us about that, brother.
Nah, since we discussed that last outdoor little nug last week, I want to discuss the quality, how you know, how I do things, you know, since I'm the indoor snob, you know what I mean? Check this out, bud.
You're giving it to the expert connoisseur here, huh?
Listen, Iron Lung. We call Mikey trichome breath.
Trichome breath, yeah. Iron Lung.
Iron Lung.
Trichomes are...
Yeah, what is that?
Trichomes are
the little shiny things, like snow.
Let Amy get a good whiff. She loves this stuff.
Okay. We like shiny.
She loves it. Let her get a good whiff.
Well, I got to say this right here, right now, off my first indication of this whiff right here. Let me give her a little squeeze. I always got like a little squeeze. Bam! I like it. That's
you just made her deaf.
Mikey, give us the full description of that. Come on,
right,
bud. You're a connoisseur.
Smell, straight perp. I get that straight, strong, almost gasoline, perpish smell to it.
I know.
You squeeze it, it comes out more intense. The look, crystals are all over the place looking lovely. Yeah, no, that's looks like it was picked right at the right time. You have a microscope? Can I get under there? Check out the trichomes, the tips,
for
the heads.
Sure.
That little nugget there is about the size of my thumb. It's huge.
I'm looking at the heads right now. Looks like they're amber. Pulled at the perfect time. This is perfect.
Quality medication.
All I need to do now is smoke it.
You can have the ladies roll it up and get a power hit.
They'll roll your joint.
So, well, on that happy note, guys, we're going to call this show a show.
And can you believe it?
I want to just thank Raw more than anything else. He invited us down. We're just thankful to be here, Raw. Thank you so much for bringing us in. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Raw.
Ladies, you're brightening the whole room.
Busby.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thank
Busby.
You.
Keep tapping the beats, brother. I tell you what, you're going to go big places. I just feel it in my bones.
Maya,
Mo,
Leticia,
we're
going to
see you next time.
The whole crew.
Mikey, thank you for everything.
Loved it, and I had a great time, and I will definitely be back here on my own.
Awesome. You're listening to Mark, the director of Prop 215 Info Center, coming to you live from San Jose, California. The Relax.
Yeah! Give it up for Relax Lounge, baby!
We is out for next week. We'll be right back.
been another MM Voice Pro podcast production. MMVoicePro@gmail.com.
Sit, Sativa, sit. Good dog.